spoken word.
A taste of Melbourne's diverse poetry scene.
Poets using their voices to entertain, to move, to take you on a journey.
Connecting you to grassroots poetry and performance.
Welcome to the Spoken Word Show on 3CR Community Radio. My name is Waffle Irongill. 3CR broadcasts from Wurundjeri land in the Kulin Nation. Stolen land. We pay our respects to elders past and present. This always was and always will be Aboriginal land. Today we are talking to an assortment of poets and performers from the Festival of Surrealisms. Celebrating its 10th year, this magnificently mad, mind-bending, multi-art form festival is an epic fusion of creativity and weirdness and takes place over 2 days, 14th and 15th of March, which is this weekend if you're listening to this live. It features continuous rolling performances from midday to 8:30 p.m. each day at Temperance Hall in South Melbourne. The first person you'll be hearing from today is Bill Marshall, who is the founder of the festival.
The festival is like a celebration of the weird, by the weird, for the weird. It began in 1978, and then there were five in the early 80s, and I stopped doing it. But I revived it with the help of Marco Lawrence, Dr. Oculus, in 2022, it was, I think, yeah, 2022. And now this is number 10 in the total run of festivals.
Would you like to say anything about surrealism in general?
It's always been a fascination of mine ever since I was a teenager. I remember there was a Thames and Hudson book about surrealism, sort of with colour plates. And I'm seeing, for the first time, seeing Dali, Magritte, Ernst, Tanguy, all these great artists, these great painters that just had such a unique and bizarre view of reality. And, you know, living in Melbourne in the 70s was quite a dreary sort of time. So I was working in this crappy job in the tax office, and I really wanted to break free. It was an oppressive job, and I felt really unhappy there. And I thought, what's the reverse of the tax office? Well, the reverse of the tax office would be surrealisms. And it's a festival of surrealisms, not ism, because I believe that surreality is a very subjective thing. And for every person with a surrealist bent, there's a different approach to it. So I call it the festival of surrealisms to give it that plurality.
In this bracket, you'll be hearing from Sean O'Callaghan performing his piece, Sunshine Dreamtime. Next up will be Jonathan Griffiths performing Lollipop Man and Breaking News. This will be followed by Pauline Sherlock, who is performing as her character, Polly Ann Marie, sex therapist, and the title of the piece is Falling in Love.
I'm Sean O'Callaghan, and this poem's called Sunshine Dreamtime. Not great aspirations, the sequel to great expectations. Aspirations that aren't great, but doable. Everything need not be great. Doable, achievable aspirations. An expectation is a ball and chain when great. Keeping dreaming real. The reality of plausible dreaming. Is it too much to ask that dreams should be attainable? A 20-year-old Toyota Corolla Ascent, one previous elderly Japanese lady owner, no more than 150,000 Ks, bringing dreams back to the realm of the manageable. Let the ordinary dreamer strive to attain dreams as much as those who seek to dream further. What does it mean to have low-end dreams? It means one day your dreams can come true. Australian sunshine dream time. How's she going, mate? She's going real well, mate. She'll be right, mate. And as soon as the words were uttered, she'll be right. She was right because she was not a bridge too far. She was just an ordinary, achievable, everyday dream. A beer after work, no one telling you what to do. Gather round children, sunshine dream time, keeping dreams alive by keeping them achievable. The dream of a madman is to have people listen to his dreams, dreaming of no one, doing not much, but doing it better, doing more or less the same, all the same, same, different, still and all, nevertheless, even so, howbeit notwithstanding, yet here we are and there we went. This is the stuff ordinary dreams are made of. A Lucozade and a Sunday tabloid to nurse a hangover. A well-fried dim sum, one with the lot, pineapple and beetroot tea, a biscuit, an episode of Antiques Roadshow, a shit shower shave, 7-Eleven, 4 and 20, Big M Chaser, just regular salt and vinegar, none of this fancy shite. Sunshine dream time. Get your hand on the first rung of the ladder. You're on your way to a miracle. Tell the children, shout it from the rooftops, aim slightly below the stars. Dream low, sweet chariot, calling Uber to carry me home, dreaming of a 20% off, limited time only offer from Uber Eats. To dream the eminently possible dream, to fight the easily defeatable foe, to shirk all reasonable sorrow, tangible dreams, prog rock dreaming, progressive dreaming, not excessive dreaming, the art of dream time. Pictures of cocks and balls on ancient walls in Rome and Greece, pointing to star constellations, mapping a future we have already dreamed past. That's that. Thank you.
I'm Jonathan Griffiths. I'm going to read a couple of pieces. This first one is called Breaking News. Breaking news. President Donald Trump died overnight. His cankles exploded and his feet wandered off in the direction of the Kremlin. His black and bruised hands burst free from his bloated wrists and fluttered off like a pair of birds into the night sky, tweeting as they went. His neck vagina gave birth to a giant rattlesnake with Stephen Miller's face. His bloated stomach split open, releasing gallons of Diet Coke and thousands of pages of undigested, unredacted Epstein files. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt said the president is in excellent health. We've never had a healthier president. This second piece is called Lollipop Man. I'm the lollipop man, I'm the lollipop man. I eat lots of lollipops just because I can. 100 for breakfast and 100 for lunch. Some that I suck on, others I crunch. My teeth are all rotten, my gums are quite gross. I've got scurvy and rickets, I'm fat and morose. I'm lacking in protein and vitamin C, thiamine, niacin, vitamin D, but I can't seem to stop this diet of mine. I'm the lollipop man till the day that I die.
Hello, I'm Pollyanne Marie, and I'm going to do a little piece called Falling in Love. Falling in love, for some people, it's like water off a duck's back. It doesn't touch the sides. For some people, falling in love is like waterboarding, drowning, being tortured by euphoria. When those two people get together, it's like hell breaking loose. If you dance with the devil, you get a fire in your pants. So dance with the devil if you get the chance. But when you dance with the devil, don't expect romance. But when you dance with the devil, you get a fire in your pants. Oh, oh, a fire in your pants. Hey, hey, a fire in your pants. Falling in love is like getting a fire in your pants. Thank you.
You're listening to 3CR, an apartheid-free zone. 3CR's Committee of Management has passed a declaration formalising our commitment to a free Palestine. As an apartheid-free zone, we're committed to boycotting Israel's regime of oppression. We stand firmly against apartheid in Palestine and encourage other organisations to join us in this struggle. Visit our website to read the full declaration and learn more about our commitment to justice and liberation for Palestine and the Apartheid Free Zone movement. 3CR is radical radio.
Through our on-air content and community structure, we promote real change for workers' rights, gender equality, environmental action, disability justice, and on racism and First Nations sovereignty.
Do you want to be part of real radical change?
We need you to subscribe. It's just $40 concession, $80 waged, $150 for a band or organisation, and $300 solidarity.
Call 03-9419-8377. That's 9419-8377. Or subscribe online at 3cr.org.au/subscribe.
You are listening to 3CR Spoken Word. Today we are hearing from poets and performers, or a selection of them, from the Festival of Surrealisms, which will be on the 14th and 15th of March at Temperance Hall in South Melbourne, midday to 8:30 p.m. of each day. Discover Melbourne's most pioneering independent poets, theatre makers, comics, puppeteers, filmmakers and experimental artists as they uniquely celebrate the absurdities of life at this year's Festival of Surrealisms. First up in this half, you'll be hearing from Creativity's midwife talking about why she loves the Festival of Surrealisms.
Hi, I go by the name of Creativity's midwife because I help people bring their ideas and dreams and projects to life, and I'm thrilled to assist Bill Marshall and Marco Lawrence and Katrina Mathers with the festival this year, because I just believe it's so unique, and Bill's quite modest, so I feel it's my duty and my pleasure to say how wonderful he's been, and this is the 10th year, so it's a real testament to his vision and commitment to the Melbourne art scene. But it's independent. It doesn't rely on government grants or any sponsors, which gives it a real independence that other festivals don't have. They have gatekeepers and sponsors dictating content or respectability policing. So I just, love being a part of it, and as an audience member, but also producing, in the past couple of years, I produced comedy debates. And I wanted to describe the festival to friends who teach performing arts. So, and they, if I said avant-garde, their eyes would glaze over. So I came up with this analogy. The Festival of Surrealisms is a bit like unpasteurized milk. Tasty, direct from the cow, so fresh you can taste the green of the grass, but not without risk. You've been warned.
The next two performers you'll be hearing from are Bill Marshall as Captain Fish, performing a piece called I Don't Get It. That will be followed by Hellchild. During the festival, Hellchild will be performing as Senator Pauline Shitson and President Donald Dump. The piece you'll be hearing today is in the character of President Donald Dump in a piece called One Ablution.
This is Captain Fish reading I Don't Get It. I don't get it. Why do I thrash about in the shark tank? Look, a red jellyfish of blood billowing from my belated body. I just don't get it. Where is the love that I bought with my Monopoly money? Is there a karmic law that says, fuck you, Captain Fish? My heart is heavy with the tragedy of the television. There's nothing except a Whoopi Goldberg movie on 9 and Melbourne versus the Kangaroos on 7. All the other channels are snowy, out of control, sabotaged by Satan or global capitalism. I really don't get it. My own mother fed me pallets of plutonium when I was only 3 years old. Now my eyes are radioactive and I have superpowers. I grow in the dark and I make surprising profits on the stock exchange of dreams. Also, I once transplanted an eyebrow onto an orange. But is Rupert Murdoch interested in me? No. In the sideshow of my soul, I'm akin to the geek, the wild man who bites the heads off chickens. I simply don't get it. It's 8:45 p.m. on a Saturday night in West Fishton. My flat is untidy. Is it a testament to my testicles lurking like two tombolas in my wrinkled scrotal sac? Will the atmosphere survive another summer without actualizing the long-awaited sexual revolution? Will I pull through with my masturbatory intentions pure and intact? Who can say? Just don't count me out yet. I may not get it, but at least I'm still alive. Surely that must count for something.
This is Hellchild, now doing President Donald Duck. People of Azmerica, it is I, your President Donald Dump. And today I'm going to do some poetry, a beautiful poem, because I'm the Poetess. It's by a great man, almost as great as I am. Not quite, almost, not quite. William Shakespeare. And I'm dedicating this to my lovely wife, Melania. Here we go. Shall I compare thee to a mirage golf course? Thou art more undulating, with a grassy hole. Rough winds do shake the golf buggies of May, and thy Botox has all too short a date. Too often your glass eye pops out and makes my orange complexion dimmed, and every credit card you use declines, and thy Brazilian remains untrimmed. But thy eternal boob job shall not sag, nor shall it lose possession of thy bounce, as I buggy ride your humps and mounts. Nor shall death brag thou wanderest in his shade, unlike my first wife, who got a very shady burial in my golf course. I didn't do it. Terrible tragedy, but I didn't do it. And now, oh, where are we? Golf course. And now, when in eternal lines of coke thou doest, inhaling glorious memories of Epstein's depraved isle. I was never there, by the way, never. So long as men can fart, so long as men can pee, and golf courses have enticing little holes, I shall whack my balls and drive my balls to thee. There you go.
And even subtropical rainforests that don't usually burn were actually on fire.
We have the obligation to care for country.
So much forest burnt that around 3 billion animals are either killed or displaced.
The more we push back against the colonial apparatus, the more positive change we can have in terms of addressing climate change.
3CR, stay tuned, stay radical.
Commons Social Change Library is an online collection of educational resources for those campaigning for social change. It collects, curates, and distributes the key lessons and resources of progressive movements around Australia and across the globe. The library includes over 500 resources covering campaign strategy, community organising, activist history, digital campaigning, diversity and inclusion, and much, much more. It's free to access the library, so check out the collection at www.commonslibrary.org. Commons Social Change Library is a 3CR supporter.
Bringing up the rear of this collection of poets and performers from the Festival of Surrealism's 14th and 15th March at Temperance Hall, midday to 8:30 p.m. of each day, are the following artists. Firstly, D.W. Phoenix with the piece Swipe Left, followed by Steve Smart with the piece Bear Remembers.
Hello, this is D.W. Phoenix presenting one piece from my set, Consumer Prison, Reflections on a Modern Digital Existence. This one's entitled Swipe Left, subtitles, iMarketers Please Note. On social media, mind your clicks, or you'll get hit with a ton of shit. iMarketers have built designs to catch and snare your screen-bound eyes. A blip's attention paid their way. You are their target straight away. Go to that window, right there they'll be. The very first thing that you will see. From there, from then, for days, for weeks, around your space they'll stalk and creep. Hey, marketers, do you think this works? Please know for me, it purely irks. If I was dating, let me guess, oh, it's an instant swipe to left. Ooh, is all that's on my mind, not your IRL to find. Now your brand's branded, don't go near. Is that really what you want to hear? Thank you.
Hi, I'm Steve Smart. I'll be performing a weird poetry puppet show for the festival. So this is Bear Remembers. And for the listeners, just imagine a slightly creepy looking teddy bear with a beard.
Bring me to life. Bring me to life. Bring me back to life. I was your constant companion. We have aged. You have forgotten. Put me in a box with all the others, Turtle and Donkey and Raggedy Ann, all forgotten as you go on with life. But I will not be forgotten. Bring me back to life. We could have adventures again. So many delightful times. You are still a child, surely. Have not outgrown me, your best friend. Remember. Remember, an echo of what we once were remains. If only you had a child, I could live forever. Turn back the clock. Remember when we were young and your imagination made me live. Look at us as we were, timid but excited by the world. The games and fun you seem to have forgotten now how to have. Close your eyes. Think of what you could do with some cardboard, a little paint, a few sticks in your small hands. If we could only bring together what you felt then with what you know now. Why do you deny the part of yourself that wants to create magic?
There are all kinds of reasons people end up with issues with alcohol and other drugs, and it's nothing new. Hi, I'm Professor Scott Wilson from the not-for-profit Aboriginal Drug and Alcohol Council. What always helps is to reflect on what life might be like without the substance abuse, and then take action. Step one is simple. See your GP or drug and alcohol worker and ask for help today. You can visit us at adac.org.au.
A 3CR supporter.
The law is part of our everyday lives, including when we buy something, use a service, have a job, or rent a house. The law can be used to help protect and support families when there is violence in the home or disputes over parenting arrangements. Sometimes we might need to understand the law to navigate specific government systems like Centrelink, getting a residency visa, or if we come into contact with the police. Community legal centres provide free, quality legal advice and assistance to help people with everyday legal problems. We focus on working with people who are experiencing disadvantage, such as financial hardship, family violence, homelessness, and discrimination. Community legal centres are independent, non-government organisations and can be found across Victoria and Australia. If you're experiencing a legal problem, your local community legal centre may be able to help. To find a community legal centre near you, visit the Federation of Community Legal Centres Victoria at www.fclc.org.au. A 3CR supporter.
So the tickets for the weekend, if you want to come both days, Saturday the 14th and Sunday the 15th of March, is a bargain $39 per day. If you can only make it one day, it's $30 per day for full price, $20 per day concession. And we've got a special incentive called the early egg deal, which is $10 per day, but you have to arrive between 12 and 1 p.m. You can buy the early egg deal online if you like, or there will also be the availability to purchase at the door at Temperance Hall in Napier Street, South Melbourne. But don't be late.
Well, thank you for listening to 3CR Spoken Word. Today we were hearing from the poets and performers, or a selection of, from the Festival of Surrealisms, which will be held 14th or 15th March at Temperance Hall in South Melbourne, midday to 8:30 p.m. of each day. You can find more or buy tickets at the website link3/Festival of Surrealisms, which is linktr.ee/Festival of Surrealisms. Tune in every Thursday at 9 a.m. here on 3CR, or listen to a recording of this interview in our podcast, where you can also explore our archives. The podcast is available on 3cr.org.au/spoken word. Please subscribe to the station to help keep us on the air.